9 and 10 out of the third. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6 of the Gold Coast, 1 Wicked Intent, 2 Sampei, 8 Arrogant Boy and 16 Typing. 1, 2, 8 and 16. Race 7, number 8, Cape Kidnappers and 10 Whittington, 8 and 10. Race 8, the Hollandale, 6 Banker Mo, 16 Wish Come True, 17 Pornichet and 18 Hofgarden. 6, 16, 17 and 18. And race 9, 6 Sarajevo, 10 Miss Cover Girl, 14 Palazzo Publico and 20 Royal Jean. 6, 10, 14 and 20. Final scratchings for the Gold Coast. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's overcast. The track this morning now, a soft 5. They've had 12 mil in the last 24 hours. Repeating that, it's a soft 5 for the first six races, and the last two races are on the course proper where it's a soft 6. Race 1, take out 9, Let's Get Sideways, and these are interims. So race 1, number 9. Race 2, number 4, St. Gabriel, 10, Lord Orr, and 11, Cinnamon Carter, 4, 10, and 11. Race 3, number 9, Tarco, number 9. Race 4, 7, Consolidated Glass, and 12, Spoil Spot, 7 and 12. Race 5, number 9, Sugar Rush, number 9. Race 6, take out 7, Club Star, and 8, Rockspur, 7 and 8. Race 7, number 10, Maldonado, and 16, Hassan's Shout, 10 and 16. And race 8, number 3, Caprice, 5, Wania, 10, Temps Velour, 16, Sha-La-La, and 19, Anamika. 3, 5, 10, 16, and 19. Their interim scratchings, repeating the first 6 races, are on the Morfordville Parks track, where it's a soft 5. The last 2 are on the course proper, where it's a soft 6. And they are all the day scratchings.
This is Sky Sports Radio. The spirit of Anzac shines brightly on the 100th anniversary of Australia's landing at Gallipoli. We remember all who served Australia and gave their lives in all wars and conflicts. Lest we forget.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of toss, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punters Show and one to follow. The all-new Pro Better Live is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With Pro Better Live, you get full market assessments for both Sydney and Melbourne, plus vital updates from the track throughout the afternoon. And of course, the mounting out updates, the betting news direct from the rings, and a live chat room providing your ability to talk to many of the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are on. It costs, as a special opening offer, just $69. Go to probetter.com.au. That's probetter.com.au.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
It's 8:09. Ron Duppersey and Mike Fraser are with us to preview Royal Randwick on Anzac Day and to help us along as well. Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, Ray Murray. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, Duff, Mike.
G'day, Ray.
G'day, Ray. Thankfully, the last sort of day or two, we've had some fine weather and this track's been able to improve a little bit.
Yeah, look, I ran into Mike there yesterday evening. It was actually firmer then, a bit of dew on it this morning, and particularly in the straight where there was damage. Tommy Berry and co. Rode a couple of horses and kicked it up. But it feels firm enough. We've gone with an eight, which I think is about where it is. But we'll see how the day pans out.
Okay, we'll wait and see what that when the dew goes. What have you found for us there?
Couple there, Andrew. Take you to race four, Swift Lady in the JV car. It ran 8th of 11th, but just had a wall of runners in front of it, beaten three lengths, but really had nowhere until the 200 to put its feet down. Take you to race five, won a good odds there, Floral Insight. About everything that could happen to it, it happened at Randwick. It was hampered shortly after the start, ran out across heels at the 900, held up at the home turn in the early part of the straight, disappointed for a run at the 200, and didn't get clear running until near the 100. So 8th of 12, 6.1, I think it was going to be a tad closer than that.
Yeah.
And out race seven, out of the provincial championship, Darcy Magic, it was badly held up round the home turn and got home pretty well, ran fourth and fifth behind Stable Mart, Sure and Fast. So it was a pretty handy effort.
That's out of the provincial final, and we emphasise again that Stravigo in the first has always been a gelding. That isn't a change, as we mentioned earlier with Paul, so Stravigo has always been a gelding. Good on you, Ray. Let's hope this track plays okay today for another meeting out there for the Australian Turf Club.
Yes, and let's hope those showers late in the afternoon are late in the afternoon.
Exactly. All right, Andrew. Thanks, Ray. They're saying a late showers, 5 to 10 mil, so let's hope they are after the program today. Glenn Munsey's joining us from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Michael. A bit strange, this weather in Sydney. There's a thing out in the top of the sky called the sun.
Yeah, let's hope it hangs around all day, all day.
All night, all day.
Let's have a look at Randwick now, guys, with the first race coming up, Glenn, at 20 minutes to 1.
Yes, better wind back, and that other emergency coming out to the last, Andrew. Did you have that totally devoted?
Yes, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
We're still waiting for a rider for Rahi Storm, that's all, and Brody Loy on Amarachi in the last.
Yeah, 55 and a half, Ronnie, I don't think you can ride it. Okay, in the first here, boys, the Anzac Day handicap. Here we go. In Costa Line at $4.60. Coys at $21. Dane Slugger at $9. Fund Manager $41. Lindwall $26. Stravigo at $5. Steamac is out at the deduction, 3 cents to win nothing the place. Concubine at $4.80. Meteor Amiss is out, 12 cents to win and nothing the place. Painted Firetail is at $2.80 in favourite. And Turbo Miss a $51 chance. Not a great deal of investment in the first here. Probably the concern a lot of these first starters and hitting a wet track. Dollar wise, the best supported runner, Painted Fireball, in front of Stravigo, and then in Costa Line.
The speed in the race is all drawn down toward the inside. We've got Stravigo from Barrier 1. We've got Turbo Miss, the first starter, and Concubine, another first starter, that are drawn in close. They'll all go forward. And then I've got horses like in Costa Line trying to find a spot, and the other first starter, Fund Manager. So it's a few that can go forward there, Ron.
Yeah, look, it's hard to really gauge a map, but Stravigo definitely has enough speed to hold what Barrier 1 if he wants to. I think this is a very strong race. I reckon a lot of these horses have got above average ability here, so I think it could develop into something and could even develop into not a bad little betting race come jump time. I'm left with number one here in Costa Line. I know he's had 3 months off, but he showed good ability in two runs last preparation. He's trialled nicely, where he ran second to a subsequent winner in the trial. I like the races he comes out of. I like the fact that they're thinking Brisbane with him, so the stable thinks he's above average as well. Happy to be with him here at the price. Dangers, plenty of them. 10 Painted Firetail, looks a nice filly. 2 trials, pretty sharp, looks talented. Early betting trends suggest that she's pretty well fancied. Keen to see if that continues on track. Stravigo, he did enough at his last run prior to spelling behind Flamboyant Lass, and that was an easy trial win there on April 13. He looked very good. And similar, Concubine, a well-bred filly. She's showed good quality in two trials and appears very strong. One other horse I want to have a look at here, and it's massive odds, is number 5, Linwell. Think he might have a little bit as well. 1, 10, 6, and 8.
Yeah, great little race, isn't it? I'm with number 6 here in Stravigo. It's first up. I thought the trial was quite strong. Wasn't suited both runs in his debut preparation in pretty good two-year-old open races at Canterbury and Randwick. It's got the rail here, and I think, you know, if this track is playing quite okay towards the inside initially, I think he could be advantage number 6. I lean towards him to beat Dane Slugger, another that's first up. Nice trial and good time at Warwick Farm behind an unraced horse called Handset. I don't know whether you've seen it, Ronnie, or not, but gee whiz, it's got some ability. And it's only run at its debut prep in the English nursery behind Odyssey Moon. It was good. Just needs to get away from the pack there in midfield. If he can get the right splits, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it hitting the line strongly. 1 in Costa Line for third, pretty much for all the reasons Ronnie said. Nice enough trial at Warwick Farm, showed plenty of ability at his debut prep at Rose Hill and Ramwick. One of those was behind the promising Holler. So, you know, he ticks a few boxes ability-wise. And for fourth, number 8, Concubine, the first starter. Rock solid in his trials. From a good draw, looks likely to box seat here and should be in the right spot. 6, 3, 1, and 8.
Darren Flindell calling for Sky Sports Radio. He likes Concubine number 8 for Gay to beat 6, 10, and 1. 8, 6, 10, and 1 in race number 1. Race 2 here on Anzac Day, Glenn at 1:15.
Won't take us long to get through these. Take us longer to go through all the deductions. If you back a winner here, you owe us $2. right? Can't be any fairer than that. Here we go. In the second, which is the first Australian Imperial Force handicap, where Sarajevo came out yesterday, 31 cents the win and 21 cents the place. Confederate is $3.20. Very Delicious is $3.20. Palazzo Publico came out yesterday, 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Better Not Blue came out yesterday, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Liberty Island came out this morning, and because there was no runners left, there's no deduction taken for Liberty Island. Cepedo came out Friday, 20 cents a win and nothing the place. Tree of Jesse is now $2.70 favourite, and Manhattan Island is $5.50. Of those that are left, Confederate is the best back runner. Now, when the first markets were posted, Confederate, Berry Delicious and Tree of Jesse were all $10, and Manhattan Island was $26. So as you can see by that, the four roughest runners are the ones that are left.
Anything else to add there, Glenn?
No, as I said, if you're back a winner, you owe us $2 out of every dollar. Okay.
And you're not joking.
No.
Well, Confederate will roll to the front. Manhattan Island will sit second. And the Tree and the Berry will, pair off behind them. That's how I've got it.
Yeah, look, it's gone from a really good race to a nothing race, unfortunately. I don't know what to do here. I think with last look, Berry Delicious might be the one. She resumes off a good soft track win at Rose Hill. Her trial was under a hold and she looked to have plenty to offer. He's a pretty good conditioner of a horse, Jason Coyle, and I reckon she might be ready to go here today. Keen to have a look at her and any confidence, I'm with her. Tria Jesse, she's a nice filly resuming off a nice trial as well. She ran second to Palazzo Publico in that trial. No wet experience, but being by Street Cry, you'd expect that she's a chance of handling it. She's a danger. Confederate with a soft lead and a claim and a win on a heavy track, two starts back, certainly gets a few ticks. And Manhattan Island, disappointed at favourite as favourite last time, but probably up a little in distance may suit him. 3, 8, 2, and 9.
Yeah, what a crazy race. Look, I'm going to go with the 8 here, Tree of Jess. I've always been a bit of a fan of this James Cummings trained filly. One thing she has got, she's got a good little turn of foot. She overcame obstacles to win on debut at Canterbury. Over 1,200. She's trialled nicely at Randwick. And in this small field, she'll probably be running fourth, but I think she's got the best turn of foot. And I'll lean towards her to beat Confederate, who is up and running. It was a good enough effort first up when it won at Warwick Farm after a pretty wide run, then found it a little bit too too daunting in the Arrowfield sprint behind Delectation against the double bias. And with a soft lead here, no, and the claim, this gelding could be off and gone. So 8 to beat 2, 3 Berry Delicious. I actually had its second pick initially. I've got a lot of time for this horse, this filly. She's got plenty of ability, there's no doubt about that, and trialled really well. So I'm keen to see how she performs. And Manhattan Island, something's got to run fourth. And one of Hawkesbury Maiden first up. Same track and distance last start, had too much to do, but I think these other three will have its measure. 8-2-3-9.
Darren Flindell likes 2 Confederate to beat 3 and 8. 2-3 and 8, and pop the other one in for fourth. Race number 3 at Randwick, 2,400 metres.
Yeah, the HMAS Sydney handicap here, where we've got Salford Art at $3.40 and favourite. White Dove 3.80, Dukan 3.80. 4 Carat at 7. Space came out yesterday, 3 cents to win nothing the place. Wasn't 26. Majestic Beast, 31. Soviet Courage at 12. Felix Bay came out yesterday, 8 cents to win and nothing the place. Major, 10. And Graffiti at $61. Once again, fairly quiet the trade here. The best supported runner is Dukan, just in front of White Dove. Third pick, Soviet Courage.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, I think Majestic Beast will roll forward with White Dove. They'll sort the lead out. What else have we got there? Salford Art, the top heat will come across and drop into a spot. And then the others, you know, the better drawn ones, you know, their midfield or worse.
Yeah, really struggling with this race. I don't know what to do. I think 4 Carat can improve. I just have to look for something at odds here, and he's the one I've singled out. I know he was a beaten favourite last time, but his two previous runs, he was very unlucky. I think he finds a suitable race. I suggest the wet track shouldn't pose too many problems for him, and I'm leaning his way. I'd love to tip number 10, Major here. He's got a terrible winning strike rate, but I thought he was unlucky at Kembla the other day. And just got to the wrong part of the track. Look, wet track form's very good for this horse, and with 51 kilos on his back, I have to give him a chance here, although he's a mile to 2,400. One, Salford Art, she's a grinder, he's very fit, and big weight on a testing track is the only concern, and I'm quite interested in number 8 as well, with the blinkers on Soviet Courage, another wallow runner. So tricky at this stage, 4, 10, 1 and 8, but really tough race.
I thought the 3 had a good chance here. Dukan from the Chris Lee yard, it's only had the one Australian run. It debuted at Warwick Farm in a 2200 benchmark race there, sort of in a smallish field, sat midfield and sort of, you know, battled on reasonably well, beaten 2 and a bit lengths. Go back through its European form. It's performed second up 3 times off mediocre first up performances, and he's trotted in every time. They've all been on rain affected tracks. 2 of them have been at 2400, one's been at 2600. So if he follows anything like that pattern, he's right into this sort of mediocre race with a really good chance. 3 to beat 1 Salford Art. Close enough, all 6 runs is prep. The last 3 have all been at Warwick Farm, where it's got to the line nicely. Totally different scenario here, up marginally in distance and a different track, but is rock hard fit and racing well. 2 White Dove, his last 2 runs have been reasonably good. Winner last start at Hawkesbury over 2,000 metres. Did win 3rd and 4th up last prep, so open to more improvement and does map really well. And for 4th, number 4. 4 Carat, your first selection. Probably should have won 2 of its last 3 in Melbourne. It was a little bit unlucky on the Lakeside run and the Bendigo run, both over 2,000. And the tempo really didn't suit it when it started favourite last start in that Flemington race over the 2,500. So I'm dismissing it and going more on the 2 previous runs where it was a little bit unlucky. It's right in this race for sure. It's not a messy race, but difficult race, I should say. 3, 1, 2, and 4.
I looked at Dukan and I thought his run was good. I'm just worried about his attitude. He jacked up and wouldn't go to the barrier. He was a bit of a pig at Warwick Farm, so keen to see his manners at Randwick today.
Appreciate that. That's good.
Righto, we'll watch for that for sure. Darren Flindell likes a Dukan number 3 to beat 2, 4, and 1. 3, 2, 4, and 1. They're the first 3 races on Anzac Day at Randwick.
On the anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli, Sky Sports Radio is proud to honour the memory of those who served our country with this Anzac story.
In 1914, the cable reports from Europe gave an increasingly desperate forecast. Europe was teetering towards war in a conflict between an increasingly stronger and powerful German Empire and the rival British, French and Russian alliance. As Britain returned to work after the August bank holiday, war was declared on Germany, and the declaration involved the whole British Empire. Australia's Prime Minister, Joseph Cook, stated, "If the old country is at war, so are we." Australia was in the middle of an election campaign. The opposition leader, Andrew Fisher, promised Great Britain, "Our last man and our last shilling in any conflict." And the Prime Minister responded, "Our duty is quite clear, to gird up our loins and remember that we are Britons." There was almost jubilation at the outbreak of war. Most thought that the war would all be over by Christmas, and men rushed to recruiting centres because they didn't want to miss the excitement and adventure. Canada offered 30,000 men, Australia 20,000, and New Zealand already had compulsory military training. In Australia, recruiting began within days of the declaration of war. Those who were too young raised their ages and were known as boy soldiers.
Keep listening to Sky Sports Radio for more Anzac stories.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in with remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and one to follow. The all-new ProBetter Live is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With ProBetter Live, you get professional sets for both Sydney and Melbourne, staking plans, plus the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are in play of a Saturday. Maximize your chance for profit at an unbelievable introductory offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au now. That's probetter.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
27 after 8, we're previewing Randwick with Ron Duffercy and Mike Fraser. That jockey we needed in race 8 for 15, Rari Storm, is Sam Clipperton. Race 8, number 15, is Sam Clipperton. And a tweet just out from Blake Shin, guys. Putting my silks up for auction, and the proceeds go to charity. You can go to Blake's Twitter page, and he's got the video there and how it's all going to work out. So well done to you, Blake. You've copped plenty, but I will say he's copped it pretty good.
Probably get a million-dollar contract with bonds or something out of it.
Well, he took his photo.
He's copping it. Well,
you know where he went? The first place he went after the races Thursday night was Westfields at Bondi Junction.
Yeah, well, but he's mad that he didn't. And he's good management.
Posited himself up outside the bond sign and took a photo, and he said, maybe I need these. Yeah.
He's done pretty well. But anyway, the silks are up for offer, so you can go to Blake's Twitter page.
Yeah, and he has handled himself remarkably well.
Remarkably well.
Yeah,
There would have been times where you thought, geez, let's go to race 4 at Randwick.
Wouldn't
the Gallipoli.
Stockings up for auction, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, okay, right.
Straighten up, there's the market.
Okay, straight bat. Race 4, the Gallipoli handicap here. Redoubtable Heart came out this morning, 8 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Saddler's Lake, $2.40. Invincible is out, came out yesterday, 11 cents a win and nothing the place. Puzzling Wonder, $4.80. Man of Distinction, $4.80. Heavens Above out yesterday, 19 cents a win, nothing the place. Swift Lady, $3.50. Express Zao is out, no deduction. Swing Sensation, $17. And Cruentus, a $41 chance. One of the better back runners here, with all of the things still in the race, is Swift Lady. Well back here.
Speed in the race, well, from barrier one, Man of Distinction will hold its spot. Swing Sensation goes forward. I've got Saddler's Lake, Ronnie, trying to find some spot. And the other three, in the small field, just settling in behind. But I don't know that Swift Lady can get any closer than fourth defence.
No, probably not. I'd suggest listening to Gay this morning that Swing Sensation gets across Man of Distinction. She was adamant it has to lead to, and she trains both, so instructions will be to Swing Sensation lead Man of Distinction, whether take the sit behind her or prop up outside her. I quite like this filly, Swift Lady. I like her to the eye. I hate tipping horses off 100-to-1 runs, though. That's the only little thing that spooks me a little bit. Her last run, she was 100-to-1, and her previous run was $60-to-1, $61. But she should have finished much closer in the car there. Like the way she presents here, and although going against the SP, I think she's one of the better bets of the day. Saddler's Lake's the danger. He had support and did a good job after a wide run first up. Dropping in class, up to a mile, suits him. Certainly the danger. Man of Distinction, another horse up in distance. The blinkers are coming off, which Gay does when she steps a horse up. Look, I think he's some hope here, and Best of the Rest is four. Puzzling Wonder. I like seven. 7254.
Let's move on to the next race. I've got the same numbers in the same order. 7254. She picks herself. I'm not worried about the
100-to-1.
The 100. Well, she's coming out of three-year-old fillies group racing to three-year-old benchmark 70. So you know, I think that sort of balances it out. But she does look the goods here. She was eighth of nine, two starts back, and it was an okay run behind Miss Covergirl in the Bell. And I thought her run last Saturday was more than adequate for a race like this. She was back and she had to sort of weave her way through. But really did get to the line nice, and she's got the lovely claim for Brody.
Looks well, doesn't she?
Yeah, and definitely hard to beat. Saddler's Wish, definitely the Saddler's Lake, I should say, definitely the danger. Did a bit of work up on the speed first up at Randwick. At its only other preparation, it improved nicely to win second and third up. Tommy on board. A good jockey change there, I think. A very good jockey change, actually. Seven to beat two. Five Men of Distinction and a four Puzzle Wonder. That'll be.
Righto, 7-2-5-4, both for Ron and Mike. And for Darren Flindell, Five Men of Distinction to beat 7-4-2. 5-7-4-2.
Andrew?
Yeah?
I've just asked the boys, how much do you reckon Brody Loyal claim of the three? I reckon he'd be pushing to get to 51.5.
Okay, I'll...
I'll chase that up.
His riding weight's 52... No, I don't know. I'm sure there's riding weights, although they've got a new...
Yeah.
I'll try and find it.
Find out. I'll text them.
Good.
I'll text his manager. It's amazing. On this Anzac Day, business is normal, obviously, for us. We're previewing races and things, but there are people all around Australia that are up and about, guys, and you read some of this social media that record crowds are out this year. It's significant. We know it's the 100th anniversary of landing at Gallipoli, but they're talking of 25,000, Ron, down near close to you on the beach for a service this morning. It's 120,000 at the dawn service in Canberra.
Wow, it's been well promoted. It's really good to see. You know, when I was growing up, and I remember going to a few of my...
There was none of this, was there?
No. And it hit a bit of a lull there for a while for 10 years, and now it's great to see it picking back up. You know, I think it's a significant part of our history, and it's just fantastic to see the newspapers, the media on TV, and urging people and refreshing their memory what this is all about, and the people have reacted to it.
Yeah, they have for sure. As we remember the people that have fought for Australia, whether they're doing it now around the world or in the past, we think of them certainly here on Anzac Day. And we move to the Australian Flying Corps Handicap. This is race five, Glenn over the 1,000.
Yeah, and his weight on the 21st of April, according to Racing New South Wales, Brody Loy's riding is 52.
Yep.
So I'll check
touch
it
and go. What he gets. Okay. The Flying Corp race five here, where Centre de Noche is out. Came out yesterday. 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Texan Lad 18. Miniature $4.20. Floral Insight 31. Religify $3 and favourite. Craigley Cruise 13. Courtside 18. Handsome Tycoon at 6. Marwood at 6. Wonderbolt at 9. And Fort Sumter is a $61 chance. Not a great deal separating Religify here, has been $3 all the way through, and the Melbourne visitor Marwood, who's been 8 into 6.
What have we got here? We've got Causite holding a good spot with Craigley Cruz coming across. And, of course, we've got Texan Lad, who's drawn the widest of all. He's got plenty of gate speed, so I think those three will go forward and sort it out. I think Religify won't be too far away from that beautiful draw. And, of course, the other horse there is Handsome Tycoon. That's got a bit of speed. So there's a little bit of pressure here, Ron.
Yeah, there is. Those two, I think you've nailed it. You know, the Courtsit and Craigley Cruz, Texan Lad having to probably come across as well, and the others just propping up behind. I think, obviously, it's a 1,000-metre race. You expect speed, and we should get it here. I'm a bit of a miniature fan here. She's had two easy trials to prepare for this. She looks ready to go in this type of race. The wet's okay. And the only thing spooking me is the interview with Liam this morning. I think the danger is Handsome Tycoon. He was just chopped up in the lead there first up. And I think he's much better just sitting off this hot speed, ready to pounce at the right time here. I think he maps pretty well here, Handsome Tycoon, and he loves it wet also. Religify, well, he might be the real thing, and we'll find out. Well, maybe we'll find out today. He hasn't put a foot wrong. He's untried in the wet, but being by Schwazier out of El Moxie mare, you'd expect him to eat mud. He's right in the mix here, and our best of the rest is this Wonderbolt, who will be swooping late. His trial's been excellent. Really good race. I'm 3, 8, 5, and 10, and look, if they tip afternoon showers and the showers come prior to this race, you'd want to put Marwood in there as well. I just thought 1,000 may be too short, but if we get rain, afternoon rain, it comes into the picture. I'm 3, 8, 5, and 10.
Yeah, I've got very similar numbers. I'm 5, 3, 8, and 10. I'm with Religify. I've always been a fan of this horse. I'm even more bullish now after listening to your interview this morning with Liam. His fresh form is good. He won his debut run at Kembla, and then I think he basically should be unbeaten this horse. He was beaten first up last prep by a short margin. I think he should have won. He was taken on up on the speed. He then won the three subsequent runs and improved throughout the preparation. He's trailed really nice. Tommy Berry on board. I think he ticks a lot of boxes. Definitely the danger number 3, Miniature. I didn't have a great deal of between them, but when I did the speed map, even though I think the tempo will suit Miniature, I just thought that Religify was going to be in a slightly better spot. But Miniature's fresh form is okay. The two trials were good. I mean, the corresponding run last preparation, this horse ran second here at Randwick in a... what have I done here? Oh, clicked the wrong button, sorry. In a 1,000-metre open behind Ball of Muscle, if it can repeat that performance, if it, you know, runs on strongly, it's, you know, going to be really hard to beat. 5-3, 8 Handsome Tycoon was good first up in the worst ground at Warwick Farm, made nice improvement 2 of 2 second up, and as Ron said, should map quite well. And this horse, Wonderbolt, probably, you know, on form, it's... you're looking for it over, you know, with one or two runs under its belt. But by geez, I just really taken by the trial. And its fresh form's not that bad. It did close quite nicely on two occasions. So if they're storming home, keep a big watch on the 10. But I'm quite bullish about the 5 to beat 3, 8 and 10.
Darren Flindell likes number 9, Marwood, to beat 8, 5 and 6, 9, 8, 5 and 6. I just spoke with Brodie Loy's manager. He can ride to 52. He'll claim, what, 1.5 on Swift Lady. I think he's got one later in the day too, but his riding point is 52 kilos, Brodie Loy. That's the first 5. We'll look at the last 3 in a moment at Randwick, 22-9.
This is Sky Sports Radio. The spirit of Anzac shines brightly on the 100th anniversary of Australia's landing at Gallipoli. We remember all who served Australia and gave their lives in all wars and conflicts. Lest we forget... Write your story with Inglis Classic. Friday, May 8 in Sydney. Lady Zhivago, a $14,000 purchase at Classic Autumn last year, is now a winner of almost $200,000 in prize money. This is a racehorse waiting for you at Classic Autumn. Visit inglis.com.au.
Dynamics Indications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy More Than Ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
21 minutes to 9. We're previewing Anzac Day racing out at Randwick with Ron Duffersey and Glenn Munsey with the markets. Mike Fraser giving his tips as well. Glenn, what about the market for race 6?
Yeah, the Battle of the Dardanelles handicap here. Race 6 where Leahu, whatever you want to pronounce it is a $9 chance. Lunar Rise at 31. Frespagnol at $3.60. Perfect Weapon at 9. Abasso at 6. Hollywood Bound at 6. Drago at $15. Art Thou Ready, out no deduction. Double Halo, out no deduction. Corey Vrecken, 21. Lord Debate, 12. Choice Lager at 18. And Michael's favourite horse, Doubtstone Charlie, he'll be putting it in at $8.50. It is the best back runner here, dollar-wise, Doubtstone Charlie. $7 more on it than Frespagnol. Third pick is Corey Vrecken, and fourth pick is Drago. They're getting wide.
Speed in the race, well, Leahu rolls forward from that good draw. It's an on-pacer for sure. Perfect Weapon will come across from a wider draw. The other horse there, I've got Choice Lager holding a spot. And where's this other one here? Loud Debate. It'll come across also. And then Frespagnol, I'm not really sure whether it's going to try and come across under Loud Debate or not, or, you know, trying to get maybe into the 1-1, but it's got a sort of a decision to make early.
For sure. Competitive race. I'm a bit of an Abasso fan here, number 5. I thought he hit the line nicely first up behind Sense of Occasion. He usually improves second up. Wet seems okay. Hopefully the draw's okay by this stage of the day. I've got him on top of 13. Downstown Charlie. He's a bit of an enigma, but he probably should have won at Kembla. It's a story.
Let him go, Ron.
Let him go. But he's a real mudlark. He's backing up mudlarks on a testing track. If we get rain, he's top pick with 52 on his back. 3, Frespagnol. He's had a month and a trial since that solid run first up. Second form reads well. Second up form reads well. And best of the rest is Hollywood Bound, who's just so genuine and tough, and he's also be fitter for that one run back. There's other chances. Wouldn't be surprised if my old mate Drongo run well here too. 5, 13, 3 and 6.
Drongo.
You didn't call him Drongo when you spoke to Anthony.
No, he's calling him Drongo now.
Yeah, look, I've got written at the top of the page here, a race with plenty of guts, so I think that, you know, anything can go. I've tipped one you haven't even mentioned there in Choice Lago, number 12 down the bottom here. It's had 5 runs his prep, hasn't run a place once, but hasn't been far away in any of them. I thought its effort 2 runs back in the provincial championship qualifier behind Harmonic was good. It over-raced between runners, sort of got shuffled back and then got pushed down on the inside in the worst ground. And then, you know, when it eventually got some sort of balance in the straight late in the race, it battled on quite well. The subsequent run at Warwick Farm was a tough performance behind Song and Laughter and was never on the track from barrier 15. It was up on the speed and then went back, but was always 5 and 6 wide and got sort of touched up on the home turn. So things didn't go to plan at all. I just think with the claim on its back in this grade, if it can go forward and sort of settle third or fourth defence, I think the price on offer, it just represents a good bit of value in a competitive race. I've got it on top to beat Leahu. It was big use 2 runs back at Rose Hill in that 85. Didn't back up and repeat last start in that BM 100 on Saturday. Goes up marginally in weight here, but drops in grade. And I just think if it just sort of smokes its pipe in front and they leave it alone long enough, it may have something to offer. 12-1, 3 for Espanol. Look, there was nothing wrong with its effort first up when it was hard in the markets, had a trial since. A little bit concerned about where it gets in the map, but should have derived plenty of benefit from that. It wasn't disappointing, but I thought it was entitled to do a little better. But as I say, open and more improvement here, second up. And for fourth, another roughie, number seven, the old Drongo / Drago. The trial was good enough, and from a good draw, he may sort of, you know, trick himself into running a good race and can definitely get into the minor end of things. 12-1-3-7.
Darren Flindell likes 6 Hollywood Bound for Chris Waller to beat 13-2-3. 6-13-2-3 in race 6. Race 7, back over the mile here at 4:20.
Yeah, the last post handicap here where we have Intimate Moment at $4.60. Beauty's Beast was scratched on Thursday, 11 cents to win nothing to play. It's running at Flemington. Black Jag at 15, Sense of Occasion 5.50. Strike the Stars 41, Telepathic 4.60. Goldstone 26, Pateros came out yesterday, 4 cents to win nothing the place. Any Day Will Do at 6, Darcy Magic 7.50, and Taran Gower a $5 chance. So pretty tight the markets here, only, what's that, just over a dollar separating the top four. The most popular runner is Sense of Occasion, in front of Darcy Magic, and then Any Day Will Do.
Well, the speed in the race, it's sort of negated a bit here with those two scratchings. Any Day Will Do will get a much, much softer time in front, I think, from Black Jag, who'll come across, Taran Gower. They're drawn side by side. I think they'll sort of amble across and try to fill that spot behind the lead. Darcy Magic's got a decision to make whether he goes forward or back. He has got gate speed if he wants to use it. And Goldstone and Kay will settle behind. But I think Any Day will probably roll forward and lead on.
Yeah, look, I just want all the other, isn't it? It's Any Day Will Do or Black Jag. Bit of a watch in the yard again here. Any Day Will Do. She can go to pieces on occasions and lose the plot. So hopefully she parades better today. I'm going with the group form here. I didn't know which way to go, the group form or the improvers, but Intimate Moment's got a foot right on the till. Number one, her recent runs are good for this. I know she has her fair share of weight. And probably a question mark on the heavy, but the slow seems good for her. One on top of 6, Telepathic. Outclassed in the Queen of the Turf, but a previous form was excellent for this, and I think she's worth another chance cuddling up here from Barrier 1. Sense of Occasion was very good first up. Just had a flat preparation he did last time in, and prior to that he looked a very promising racehorse. So there's a chance he's back on track here. I just want to see him do it again, but what I saw first up was pretty good, and Any Day Will Do. Certainly, if she does relax, she's well placed on the wet in a race like this. Taran Gower, I can make a little case. Darcy Magic, I can make a little case. Just hard to line up that country and provincial championship form so far. 1, 6, 4, and 9.
Yeah, I take your point there. It is a little bit hard to sort of assess where they all slot in, but I'm going to lean with Darcy Magic. I've sort of had a bit of a love affair with this horse for a long time, and he's had 19 starts for 5 wins, and, you know, I can count at least 7 or 8 runs where this horse has been unlucky, where things haven't gone to plan. I thought he came up well this prep. He won the provincial qualifier at Kembla first up, beating O'Reilly's Revenge. And I thought his effort in the final was good. He got a little bit further back than I anticipated. He had to weave through. Really did get to the line quite nicely. And they ran good time in that race in the final there at Randwick. I think third up here, if he can get into a good spot, you know, maybe, you know, 1 out, 2 back, I just think, obviously it's a competitive race, but I think he's definitely got plenty to offer. I like him to beat Taran Gower. He's had the 3 spaced runs as preparation. He's another that's come through the country championships. His Tamworth run was good. He was in the worst ground there. And then in the country championship final, ridden by the Magic Myth, he got to the worst ground there, was just, you know, just given no chance at all. I think Sam Clipperton back on board, if he can get into a good spot, I reckon he's got something to offer too. 10, 11, 9 Any Day Will Do. I put it in based on, you know, the 3 runs have been okay. I was anticipating you getting a soft enough run up on the speed here. And number 6 for 4, Telepathic. Been a little bit disappointing, this horse. But if he ever puts it all together, it has got ability. Just the point that Ronnie made about Any Day Will Do, you know, can go to the pieces in the yard. you should pay attention today and listen to him, because I think there's, you know, nearly half the runners at today's meeting are first up. So, you know, fitness levels will be ultra important. I'm 10, 11, 9 and 6.
Darren Flindell likes the toppy there. Intimate Moment, number 1 to beat 4, 6 and 10. 1, 4, 6 and 10 in race 7. The last race here at Randwick today. Significant as we have a look here at the first four jackpot. A $50,000 first four jackpot here on the New South Wales tab. On the last race here, Glenn, at Randwick.
Yeah, and significant, the Bluebird Nurses, and Brett Devine told us earlier about the Bluebird Nurses, and were actually sponsored in a way by the Australian Jockey Club all the way back there. So we start with Vergara here at $10, Electric Power at $5, Miss Von $26, Copy at $5.50, Paray is out, no deduction. Najum came out yesterday, very late yesterday afternoon, 22 cents and 17 cents. Proper Madam is 12, Song and Laughter $4.20. Wings at 10, All Souths are out, no deduction. Campania 18, Mostly Matisse 61. Lucy's Look at $8.50. Then we go to Amarachi at $17. Down a little bit further to Rahi Storm at $17, and scratch the bottom two with no deduction there. Best supported runner here is Song and Laughter in the last race, and looking for the second pick, where you can have about four or five of them all together, including Vergara, Electric Power, Copy, and Lucy's Look.
I've got Vergara holding a spot from Barrier 1, a Song and Laughter from Barrier 5 going forward. And initially, Ron, I had Campania and Lucy's Look from Wide Draws going forward, but then I sort of reassessed it with other runners underneath them, and I sort of then had them both going back. Now, I could be totally wrong. They have got some sort of speed, but, you know, I think from those Wide Draws they may take a sit. I'll just be interested to see what you say. The other horses I've got there are Rahi Storm and maybe Proper Madam holding some sort of a spot.
Yeah, look, I struggled with the map for a 1,400-metre race. There's not much speed at all. I also had... Although she's not a designated leader, I also had Vergara probably kicking up from one, and although she got back the other day, Song and Laughter going forward as well. But other than that, I couldn't see a lot of speed. Proper Madam fresh from that draw, I don't know. But look, it's a tricky map, I must say that. This is another one. I'm defying the big price win first up, but Vergara to the eye, I thought she was very, very impressive at big odds. Maybe she did find the right part of the track, but if she reproduces that performance, she's right in a race like this at double figure odds. I'll have a throw at the stumps with her. I think Song and Laughter, she's been good winning a past two, and she handles all conditions, and she's right in this. Three runs back have all been good. Of the others, Nine Wings had to make a long, sustained run there the other day, and I think she has her foot on the till, and no problems with her and the wet going. There's no doubt about that. And Lucy's Looks at improve at number 13. Should have finished closer first up and could easily improve here. I'm in a very difficult race, not only in theory, but in the way this race is going to be run. 1, 8, 9 and 13.
Yeah, good race. I'm going to lean towards the 8 here. I think it could finish in a beautiful spot on the speed map. It's in good form. Was good up in the speed first up at Kembla, then improved nicely, winning its both its appearances at Warwick Farm. And the thing I liked about that, the first one was up on the speed, and the second one it sort of was a little bit tardy away and got back and sort of cut the corner through in the slightly inferior ground and sort of really did get to the line strongly for an impressive win. Comes away cleanly here today from that goodish draw. I think if it can box seat, I think it's probably the way to go. Electric Power I put in for second, number 2. Like the way this horse is ticking over. It's won its first two runs as preparation. Hasn't won a race since, but it's continued to improve. It's another one that's come through the provincial championship qualifiers when running second to Harmonic, and then I thought its run in the final behind Sure and Fast was terrific. I got a long way back. Did come through in the best ground, but off the speed, you had to be on the pace to be in the absolute perfect spot, and I thought it hit the line really nicely. The draw's a bit of a concern for me. Wide, awkwardly drawn in a race with doesn't look to have a lot of speed. You know, if it had had a better spot, I probably would have had it clearly on top. 8 to beat 2, 14 down, where is it? Let's get my page up here. Amarachi, first up here, two trials. This is from the McAvoy Yard, this one, and formerly trained by Graham Begg. The most recent trial at Murray Bridge was good. This horse first up last prep was in the Tibby Stakes behind Fine Bubbles at Group 3 level for the fillies and mares. It ran a pretty good race in the worst ground. So, and I'm very, very wary of Tony McAvoy producing horses because the bloke's a bit of a genius at it. So
she's a swimmer too.
Yeah,
the owner's gone to the Gold Coast though. He hasn't come to Randwick.
Yeah, he might be putting it on up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, 8 to 14 and Lucy's Look number 13, the other one that I think Ronnie mentioned. Yes, it's his fourth pick. Like the effort first up. Definitely open to improvement here, and is a horse with a bit of ability, but the bad draw is a bit of a problem. 8-2, 14-13.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 8 as well. Song and Laughter to be 2-1-4, 8-2-1-4. And repeating that $50,000 Big Six jackpot is on the last race today there at Randwick. Sam Clippinen rides the 15 in the last. Mike, a little bit of confidence among a couple there?
Yeah, well, obviously we both like Swift Lady. She's probably going to be too short tipping us in that small field, but I think Religify can win race 5, number 5, and that Ruffy I liked in race 6, number 12, Choice Largo. I'll be very surprised if it doesn't run a good race.
Okay, that's race 6, number 12, maybe something each way there.
Yep.
Good on you, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
See you, Mike Fraser there. Ron, you'll be, of course, a part of our coverage on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central through the afternoon. What at this stage, though?
Yeah, race 4, number 7, Swift Lady in a wishy-washy day. Tough one, but I'm confident she'll run well. Race 4, number 7.
Race 4, number 7. And I know you did the Gold Coast form for Formline. What'd you fancy there?
Look, I like Index Linked. Look, he's no world beater, but I just think he's got fresher legs than a couple of those others in that race, and a drier surface suits him better than his opposition, put it that way.
That's in one of those early
race three,
number 1.
12.52, currently at $3.60, second favourite behind Sir John Hawkwood.
Okay, race 3, number 1 it is. All right, Ron, we'll hear you through the afternoon and tomorrow morning on Retro. Back to the hour version between 9 and 10 tomorrow as well.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Ron. Ron Duffacy there. Glenn, we'll be back with you shortly to have a look at Melbourne.
Yeah, and the Jockeys Challenge is already up for Randwick, Andrew. This is unbelievable. It's 8.55 and we've been through the preview. Tommy,
I've got
Berry,
things to do.
Yeah, 2.15, Tommy Berry, Timmy Clark 380, James McDonald 5, Jason Collett 650, Sam Clipperton 12, any other jockey at 18, Winona Coston 21, and Christian Reith 126. And those Blake Shin Silks, the proceeds to the National Jockeys Trust and also the Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Okay, and you can go to, it's on his Twitter page, and I've retweeted it, and I think lots of other people are as well. So that's how you can learn about it through the Blake Shin Twitter page. Thanks, Glenn. Back in a few minutes, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au, and of course, he'll be joining us at 10 o'clock as well with Tab Talk. Big afternoon as well out of Sydney at Bathurst. Michelle Tarpenning is joining us. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. I know you've got a heavy track, but we're hearing the weather's fine out there today.
Oh, look, we've got a beautiful morning, a bit of fog lifting right now, but it's going to be a great day here at Bathurst.
All right. Now, obviously, an emotional day for many with Anzac Day, but this has become a traditional meeting for your club.
Absolutely, Andrew. This is an iconic meeting for Bathurst and the Bathurst Club. We start our day with respects. We pay our respects through a service of our own, and then we jump into the racing.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, as is the case with most of our meetings all around the state, the ex-servicemen and current servicemen, if there's any in the area, they can go and enjoy the day's racing.
Yes, absolutely, Andrew. And the RSL Club are our major sponsors for the day, and we work closely with them in the lead up to this to make sure that we have a great day that pays respects to the Anzac.
And with that weather, the track's heavy 10, I know, but it will sort of slowly improve.
Yes, absolutely. We're hoping to see some improvement later on in the day and hopefully bring it back to a 9.
Yep, let's hope so. Well, we wish you the best out there. Cole Hodges is calling the program. I hope it's a terrific day out there for everybody.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Michelle. Michelle Tarpenning out there at Bathurst. We've got other meetings today at Armidale, Deniliquin, We mentioned Gosford with a TAB program. We'll preview that at about 9:45. We've got a meeting at Kempsey, Mwillimbah, Ningen. They're all on today. We wish you all the very best. And for people in the areas on this Anzac Day, you can certainly go and you'll certainly feel a part of what Anzac Day is all about. Brian Fletcher is joining us, the CEO at Hawkesbury, because a week today, it's their standalone program. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Andrew.
The nominations close on Monday. How's it looking at this stage for your big standalone?
Yes, Andrew. Look, Andrew, if we can just get some fine weather next week, I'm sure we'll have outstanding fields. The early indication is that all the leading trainers are nominating for the race meeting, and I think we might have quality that we haven't seen before.
Well, that's fantastic. I know you've done a lot with prize money on this day. This is the 10th anniversary, Brian.
It kind of runs away quick, doesn't it? 10 years, yeah. And we're racing for $1 million. I never thought we'd race for that much, but anyhow, we can afford to do it, so it's good for the industry.
It is. That's next Saturday. So a reminder for participants that the nominations close 11 o'clock on Monday?
11 o'clock, Andrew, yes, on Monday. Okay. Nominations closed, and then its acceptance is on Wednesday as a normal metropolitan meeting.
On Wednesday. And for those people that are looking also towards the big standalone at Hawkesbury, you can go out there next Saturday. You can meet some Penrith Panther players. You've got entertainment, and you've got so many promotions that we've become used to at Hawkesbury on this meeting.
Yeah, look, there'll be plenty on to the crowd, and we've got two injured halfbacks, the Panthers there, Jamie Stoud and Peter Wallace. They'll be kicking 10 signed footballers into the crowd for the young people to try and take home with them, and there'll be other functions on the day as well, so there'll be heaps of entertainment.
That's Hawkesbury next Saturday. Good on you, Brian. We'll talk to you during the week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brian Fletcher there. So nominations for the big standalone meeting, Forex Gold standalone meeting, next Saturday, close at 11 o'clock on Monday morning. Obviously, this day, Anzac Day, is a very special one for all obvious reasons. We celebrate the 100th anniversary, or celebrate, commemorate is probably a better word, the 100th anniversary of Australia's involvement in World War One. We've seen so many ceremonies around Sydney and around Australia already. And we have this report from Canberra from the Macquarie News Service.
20,000 people stood shoulder to shoulder in the darkness to honour our fallen soldiers at the Australian War Memorial before singing the national anthem. Letters and diaries from Gallipoli soldiers were read to the crowd by serving personnel, including Victoria Cross recipient Dan Kieran. Chief of Army Lieutenant General David Morrison says their legacy can't be forgotten.
Like us, they were men and women of their time, responding to their events in their world.
Families and veterans will reconvene for the national ceremony and march later this morning. In Canberra, Olivia Leeming, Macquarie National News.
Yeah, so that report earlier from Canberra, the marches are now beginning in Sydney and around New South Wales on our day of commemorating the 100th anniversary of Australia's involvement in World War One and the landing at Gallipoli. It's a minute past nine.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Major roads are now closed in the CBD till 4 o'clock this afternoon, including sections of George, Pitt, Castlereagh, Elizabeth, Hunter, King, Margaret Park and Bathurst Streets. At Granville, a collapsed wall on Woodville Road approaching Crescent Street. At St Mary's and Penrith, flooding on various roads, including Stony Creek Causeway and a Blacktown Rouse Road is also closed due to flooding. And if you're heading to the airport, especially the international, things are settled down nicely on My Street into the international, and domestic looking good too. If you love the thought of coming home to an award-winning King sofa, then you'll love the thought of up to 50% off selected designs at King Autumn Sale. But hurry, sale ends soon. I'm Dennis Lee with Sky Sports Radio.
This is Sky Sports Radio. The spirit of Anzac shines brightly on the 100th anniversary of Australia's landing at Gallipoli. We remember all who served Australia and gave their lives in all wars and conflicts. Lest we forget.
Only pups purchased at the Dapto Puppy Auction are eligible for the Rich Puppy Classic. With over 300 pups for sale, there's something for every budget. Dogalog's now available from daptodogs.org.au. And see you at the auction from 9 a.m. Dapto Showgrounds, Sunday, May 3.
Hi punters, James Cummings here. homeofracing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
You'll hear all about the carnival stars. Reports from respected journalist Craig Young. Autumn carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes the website a must.
For this carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
homeofracing.com.au.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and One to Follow. The all-new ProBetter Live is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With ProBetter Live, you get professional sets for both Sydney and Melbourne, staking plans, plus the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are in play of a Saturday. Maximize your chance for profit at an unbelievable introductory offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au now. That's probetter.com.au.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
It's 4 minutes past nine on Racing HQ. Time to look at Flemington Racing in Melbourne. 6 millimetres of rain overnight. Liam from the track told us earlier some more showers expected through the day. Track at this stage a good 4. The overall penetrometer 4.84. In the straight it's 4.87 to the inner and 4.94 to the outer. The rail at 9 metres. The scratchings, race 1, you can take out number 1. Race 2 is clear. The third race, take out number 6. Race 4 at Flemington, the scratchings are 4 and 9. Race 5 at Flemington, take out 3, 6, 13, 17 and 20. Then in race 6 at Flemington, the scratching is number 4. The second last race, 7, take out 11, 14, 16 and 17. And race 8, the last at Flemington, the scratchings are 1, 4, 8, 13, 19 and 20. They're the scratchings. Good morning to Dean Lester.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
How you been, mate?
Very well, thank you.
A little bit of overnight rain, keep a watchful eye.
Yeah, I thought we'd probably get a bit more than what has been registered, Andrew. It looked a bit threatening, and a bit threatening through the day, but at the moment a good fall.
All right, and Mark Hatter, good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How's the program look for you on Anzac Day?
Well, pretty challenging. That overnight rain. They've had the trials down the middle of the track during the week, so not sure how the track will race, and just a few more challenges thrown up at us, but we'll do our best.
All right, well, let's look at them. Glenn Munsey is with us, of course, from tab.com.au. Glenn, what about the first at Flemington?
Okay, boys, let's look at the first here as I scroll back to it through this book. Sorry about that, I was just doing something else. But the first is the Euroa VCS handicap, where Down the Hatch is out. Chicard is $13. Appalachian Annie at $3.60. Wild Rain at 5. Bella Capri at 17. Face Forward 19. Lady Trickster at 21. Chiavari at $6.50. Cruise Street 41. Puzzle at 10. All Sewn Up 26. Shakespearean Lass 4.80. I'm a Flying Star 61. And Preppy is a $61 chance as well. Best supported runner here, well, they took plenty out of tab.com.au the other day when it won. Appalachian Annie in front of Wild Rain.
How do you see the opener, Dean?
Yeah, it's a good race, Andrew, but I'm going with the Appalachian Annie form. I'm going though with the Chiavari to turn the tables on Appalachian Annie. I just thought trialled very well, Chiavari, but then had 30 days between run the trial and the first up run, and probably just will improve off that run. Might improve enough to beat Appalachian Annie, who'll be very sharp. She's a good filly, 2 from 2. She's done everything right thus far. Wild Rain has trialled up really well in preparation for this. She'll be competitive, and Shakespearean Lass, who comes to a faster race than Appalachian Annie on the same day behind Cepedo, so she's a good competitive chance. So solid race to start the program. 8, 3, 4 and 12.
Yeah, same top pick for me here, number 8, Chiavari. Just looking for it to make more improvement than what Appalachian Annie did off that first up run. Weight turnaround, she'll get a lovely trail behind the good speed to beat number 6, Face Forward, who not much has gone right for this horse, dropping back to 1,000 metres at big odds. Wouldn't shock if it improved. 4 Wild Rain, trialled up well, showed good ability last campaign. and 3 Apalachinani. Sure to be hard to beat, tearing along out in front. 8, 6, 4, and 3.
And Dean went 8, 3, 4, and 12 in the first there at Flemington. Race 2 over the 1400.
Where we start here with Lizard Island at $8. Then we go to Petrarca at $5.50. Sea of Tranquility, 17. More Than Most, $5.50. 4x4 at 13. Invincible Knight at 21. My Pipette at 7. Robert De Hero. They posted a good photo of this morning at $51. Truculent at 101. Zero Red at 17. Miss Clooney at 18. Let Her Rip at $5.50. Zara Beale at 8, Gingy is at 61, and Jack's Choice a $61 chance as well. Pretty good betting race this. They're on half a dozen of them here. Best supported runner is Zara Beale. Now it went up $13. Second most popular runner is More Than Most. Then go down to Let Her Rip, and then go back up to Petrarca.
Mark, race 2?
Yeah, they're my 4 horses. Andrew in the tips, so I'll go number 4, More Than Most, who showed good ability on debut at Sandown, went for a little break, came back at Caulfield, got a long way back, had trouble getting through the field, but was a terrific run. It will have to go back from the barrier here, so I hope we don't get a track where you can't run on. It will certainly need some luck getting a drag into the race, but should be very strong. To beat number 2, Petrarca, fitter for that run at the trip, it's going to get a lovely run, it's going to look the winner at some stage. 12, Let Her Rip, good debut win, no luck last time, it's got a good turn of foot. And 13, Zara Beale, who made good ground from the back on debut. Again, we'll have to go a long way back from that gate and just need some luck. 4, 2, 12 and 13.
Yeah, I'm going for one of the bit of odds here. Andrew in number 5, 4x4. I just thought on debut it began awkwardly and probably overdid being restrained at the start and then was chasing all the way at Seymour. It was a fast race and the horse didn't get a lot of room until late and thought ran really well. I just thought if he began a bit cleaner here, not having to be restrained from a good draw, he might land midfield and run a lot better race, even though he was competitive on debut. I think he's good odds. Number 5 from 4 More Than Most. Really good style of horse. I think he'll be a player in the spring as the races get longer, so getting out to 1400's a bonus for him. 2 Petrarcas, 2 runs in have been really solid. He'll get a good run. And 12 Let Her Rip, as Mark outlined, just got way too far back last start and ran very well in New Zealand. 5, 4, 2 and 12.
Race number 3 at Flemington, the William Newton over the 1600. Glenn?
Yeah, where Lady Kumquat here is a $6 chance. Jakarta is at $6.50. Minnie Downs, 13. Ava's Delight at 9. Refer at $7.50. Secret Toy Business is out. Marley Magic, $7.50. Sure You Can, $8.50. It's 113, Melaleuca 15, St. Izzy 41, Not a Happy Camper at 9, Suspicious Minds at 26, Turning Tables at 18, and that is it. Best back runner here is Minnie Downs in front of, now that Secret Toy Business is out, Ava's Delight is second pick and Melaleuca third pick, so they're getting wide.
All right, which way for you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the top one, Andrew, and Lady Kumquat. She got the challenge of carrying 60 kilos here, but she's done a lot of stakes racing, and all of a sudden she's in a benchmark 84. And her first up run was good. She got held up at a crucial stage in the straight and lost her momentum. I think she'll run well. 12 Not a Happy Camper's had very little luck at her last two runs. She could improve at it sharply here, and I think she can measure up. 8 Sure You Can probably gets a good blending run, staying there, freshened up, and 4 Ava's Delight, who's had the two runs in. 1, 12, 8 and 4.
I like number 8 here. Andrew, Sure You Can. I think she's had that little freshen. She's on her home track. She'll balance up just off midfield. I think she's got a terrific turn of foot. The track suits her. I look for her to just be steaming down the middle here to beat number 12, Not a Happy Camper. No luck at all. Last two draws for a much better run here. A 10 Melaleuca will be out the back. Need an absolute miracle, but it's got some hope. And 14 Turning Tables, who I thought had trialled well before that last run. Didn't do a lot, but fitter and might improve. 8, 12, 10 and 14.
Race number 4 is the next here. It's the Anzac Centenary Cup, a staying race over the 2600.
Yeah, do they run a lot of 2600 metre races at Flemington? I thought it was 2500.
The Queen Elizabeth's now 2,600.
Oh, okay.
And they have a few, yep.
Righto, well, we've got Shoreham here at $6.
That shut you up, didn't it?
No, well, it's just unusual distances, Andrew.
Yes, no, yeah. I'm only.
Although the course record's held by Jovial Knight, so they've run it before. Shoreham at $6.50, Crafty Cruiser $7.50. Gotta Take Care at $15. H and King is out. Sabor A Triunfo at $3.20 in favourite. Vada Vai at $11. He'll be backing up later today. Rawnak at $4.20. Martin Vast at $6. Archfire is out. High Design at $15. And Gold Aplenty at $51. Best supported runner here, only just, in fact, $150 more on Crafty Cruiser than is on Rawnak. Third pick is Gotta Take Care. And then Vardavai. You might take Vardavai here and the first try scorer in the Warriors game, which kicks off at 10:45.
Mark in race 4.
Yeah, very even race. I think number 7, Rawnak, gets its chance. Just had time between runs going into that last run, just failed. Should get a lovely run here for Craig Williams to beat number 8, Martin Vast, in a race of just no speed at all. I thought Martin Vast could go forward and control it. 5, Sabora Triunfo. Real grindy type of horse. I think it's into absolute rock bottom odds, but has got a chance. And 2, Crafty Cruiser, who probably shouldn't win going up in the weight so much, but does run well for B. Mellum and does win. 7, 8, 5, and 2.
Yeah, I think you can make a case for 7 of the 9 here, Andrew. It's it's that sort of race. I'm tipping a horse that hasn't won for a long time, and the first try scorer in Vadavai. I thought that his run in the Mornington Cup was okay. He's had a hurdle school since. He actually won the St. Ledger this day 3 years ago, and only won a Moonee Valley Cup since, I think. But at the odds that he is, I could have a little something on him in a race I'm not that keen on. So Sabor A Triunfo was okay in the Easter Cup and will be competitive at the longer trip. Crafty Cruiser's racing well. And Shoreham Barrier 1 helps him because he'll get cover straight away, or he should do. And this is his better distance range, but he's not a regular winner either. 6, 5, 2, and 1.
6, 5, 2, and 1 for Dean in race 4. This is Sky Sports Radio. We're looking at Flemington at 9:15. We're up to race 5 here. Glenn over the 1,400.
Yeah, and you just needed it. Manu Vadavai is $8 to score the first try in that game, the Warriors and the Gold Coast this afternoon. Race 5 at Flemington, the Hugo Throttle VC, one of our VC winners there from Gallipoli, where we've got Bull Pit here at $26. Jabali at $13. Corum is out. Tent at Diamond at $26. Dubio at $13. Secret Blend out. Vervalicious $51. Buelta at $7.50. San Amaro $17. We've got this, $2.20 in favourite. Capset $13. Malonian at $26. Clubstar out. Then we've got Jackaman at $13. Mahaney at $26. Relaunch at $13. Sammy Koshow is out. Rockspur $21. Renaudet's Edge at $100. And Ferro Nero is out. One of the better back runners all day today at Flemington is this favourite. We've got this, $3.80 into $2.20. And the best back to beat it is Vuelta.
This is the one that you fancied, I think, last start at Flemington. We've got this, Mark.
Yeah, look, Andrew, it's my top pick again. A little bit disappointed last time. I thought, given the run it had, it would win. Maybe just underestimated the winner. There was a big gap to third. Fitter for that run. It gets a lovely run here. D-Dun takes over. I don't want to back it at the short odds, but it is my top pick. To beat number 16, Relaunch. I think it's the value in the race. It's just absolutely nothing went right at Sandown. Slow out the back, knocked over. Virtually just followed them around. It can improve a lot. Third pick, number eight, Vuelta, who should have won last time. Three wide all the way, just kept coming and coming. And I thought number 11, Capset, had a little chance. It probably should have won first up. It's got form through Stratum Star. Got the claim and fitter for that last run. 10, 16, 8 and 11.
Yeah, I think we've got this. It'll be hard to beat. He's had to sort of push out underneath one there last start, and it was still a good run. I think 1400 around a turn and with Dwayne down the board just might be the variables enough to see him win today. To beat 8 Vuelta, it was a good run at Flemington last start. He was wide and working, battled on well. 5 Dubio's a promising horse, especially if they're swooping. He'll be back and very strong late from that draw. And 16 Relaunch, it was virtually a non-event for her at Sandown first up, where she had little luck. She could improve sharply. 10, 8, 5 and 16.
To race number 6, the feature at Flemington, the VRC St. Ledger, and this one, Glenn, over the 2800.
As it normally is, Andrew, thank you. The colour of money here, or colour of money, good to see you up to speed, Andrew. $7. General James at 15. Cuban Fighter at 15. All Eye Survey is out. Zarda Paz is $5. Berserk at 26. Gifted Lad at 6. Beltum at 61. General Zabil, favourite, $3.80. Authoritarian at $5.50. Montpellier, 41. Gold Seal, 51. Prince of Persia, 81. And Dane Hustler is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here easily is the Bjorn Baker trained Zarda Paz. Good money for it this morning, although the boys did push it this morning. Was 5 into 480, gone back to 5. Now, the best back to beat it is the bottom one here, Dane Hustler. Who went up $51 into $41, then General Zabil.
How's it set up, Dean? Is it going to be a slog for a few here at this trip?
Oh, I think so, Andrew. I think Authoritarian will probably be prominent, and Zatopaz will be right there as well. They'll go along at an even speed, and then it'll become a staying test from about the 600.
Which one gets home?
I like Colour of Money. I think the blinker's on, little weight turnaround, more importantly onto a bigger track. I think the bigger track will suit him a lot better than around Gosford of late, and I'm going with Colour of Money to beat General Zabil, who was a bit outgraded in the Tullock Stakes, then got the win on the board last start. He's had a great grounding for this longer trip, and he'll just do very little work from barrier one. Six Berserk, I thought they erred tactically last start in giving him a bit of a dig out of the barriers and putting him there, and then just didn't relax. I think today, if they just come out of the gates neutral, make him run the trip, he can get into the money. And Zatopaz, it's a tough task to lead all the way in these longer staying races, especially for the younger horses, but he is in reasonable form. 1, 9, 6 and 5.
I've gone a different way here. I'm with number 7, Gifted Lad, who probably the only recent flop, so to speak, was the New Zealand Derby, but I just thought on that occasion that just got a mile back. The jockey never ever put it into the race, hardly moved on it. It was virtually a non-event. Came back and won on the wet last time. Should get a lovely run here for Brad Midfield off good speed to beat number 10, Authoritarian. Blinkers went on, was a different horse last time. It looks the leader. It'll take running down. 5, Zatopaz. Don't think it'll find the front. It'll have to sit outside Authoritarian, which will make it harder. And 4, pick number 1, Colour of Money, who should get a lovely run behind them. 7, 10, 5 and 1.
7, 10, 5 and 1 for Mark in race 6. Race 7, this is the Peter Armitage handicap over the 1,700.
Yeah, we start here with Stipulate, who's a $9 chance. Greekaro, 26. Chance to Dance at $9.50.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, or you could have Chance to Dance.
Yeah, that's right.
Kuldini at 51, Ken Jorwood at $5.50, Silver Ball at $2.80, makes it favourite, St. Orsina 11, Verdant 13, The Bowler 8.50, Zanbar 41, Rivers Lane out, Longeron at 11, then we go Spacecraft 31, Campanology is out, Rutum Heath for Ronnie at $41, Bell Rhythm and Free of Doubt out, and Maldonado is a 101 chance. Good money for Silver Ball here for Chris Waller. Was impressive winning there the other day. He went up $4.50 actually in this race into $2.80. Best back to beat it would be Ken Jorwood, then Longeron and St. Orsina.
Righto, Mark, which way for race 7?
Oh, I think number 6, Silver Ball, will win, Andrew. All going well. It's a horse that looks to be progressing really well. You've got the inside gate. It's going to drift back to probably midfield. Hopefully the inside's all right by this stage of the day. I think all being equal, it will win, but has got some things against it. To beat number 9, The Bowler. The Bowler got caught wide last start, ran well. He has to run the 1,700 metres from a wide gate, but he's such an honest horse, got a good hope. Number 5, Kenjawood. Terrific first up. He's a very good horse when he's right. Got that wide barrier, but he's got a chance. And I thought 3, Chance to Dance, comes across. Looks like a tough, on-speed horse, has got some hope. 6, 9, 5 and 3.
Yeah, I'm going with Silver Ball. I think his win last start was outstanding, really, and he's only got to run to that or get to the right part of the track on the day, and he can be too good again. I think St. Orsina will run well. His first up run was good. He's run in the Victoria Handicap solid. Gets the claim here. He's a winner at Flemington. 5, Kenjawood's just had that little break between his first up and his second up run. Just wonder why he's had 5 or 6 weeks between runs, but he's a good horse for this grade to run well. And The Bowler, he's a very honest horse. It's his upper distance limit. He's got an awkward draw, but he keeps running well. 6, 7, 5 and 9.
6, 7, 5 and 9 for Dean. Race number 8,
The second last is yes, no, I'm hesitating there. Not working off my normal sheets. The papers didn't arrive this morning, so I'm struggling a bit.
Off the bit, yeah.
What about the last then at 5:15?
Isn't the butler outside where he normally is?
No, I've given him Anzac Day morning off, but I now regret it.
Oh, it's hard to get good stuff. The last here at Flemington, Saluta, would have been a topical tip for today. It's out anyway. Beauty's Beast, not running at Randwick. It's running at Flemington at $13. African Pulse at $17. Charmed Harmony is out. Mandler, $11. Mr. Utopia, $13, Flying Coney $61, Light It Up is scratched, Lucky I'm Barefoot at $51, Consorting $8, Future Solution $81, London Stripe $31, Float My Boat out, Kingdom of Dreams $18, Prince Arada Favourite $2.80, Boom Wah at $4.40, Running Bull is $10, General Jackson $41, Sadaka and Hey Lil both out. Well, best back runner anywhere today in the metropolitan area dollar wise is Prince Arada, $3.40 into $2.80, and the best back to beat him is Boom Wah, who chased him home at Caulfield.
Mark, can he do it again, the Arada?
Oh, I hope not, Andrew, because I want to back number 10, Consorting.
Okay.
Consorting resumes from a spell. It's trialled well. Drawn the outside barrier. Look, who knows where they'll come to by this stage of the day down the straight, but I think he'll be just coiled up behind them, come out for one run, and should let rip at them. To beat number 15, Prince Arada, I thought he pretty much had every possible chance and just won first up. He's got a hope, but he's into very skinny odds. 16, Boom Wah, with the claim for Jake Bayliss, will lead for a long, long way. And 14, Kingdom of Dreams, who again, drawn that inside gate, I'm not sure that'll be any spoil by now, but he's a good horse. If he has the right run, can certainly feature. 10, 15, 16 and 14.
I agree. I think that that Consorting will be really hard to beat. Loved his trial recently behind Strakandy. He just cruised along. He's got good straight form, 1200 metre form and fresh form. I like him to beat 15, Prince Arada, who'll be competitive. He was very fit for his first up when he did sweat up pre-race, but gee, didn't carry any excess weight at all there, so just wonder how much improvement there'll be. 16, Boom Wah, conversely, I thought he had a bit of improvement in him, and with the lightweight, he'll roll along and give a good sight. And 5, Mandler, who just had a pretty off day at Mornington. His previous form, very good, in his form here at Flemington, solid. 10, 15, 16 and 5.
And can I check your numbers, Mark, in the last?
Yep, 10, 15, 16 and 14.
Down the bottom there for the majority. Race 8, the last at Flemington today on this 8 race card. What are you fancy, Mark?
I'm going to go each way, Andrew. Race 3, number 8, sure you can.
Race 3, number 8, sure you can each way, and we'll keep an eye on the weather. How's it look there, Mark?
It looks no sign of rain.
Yep.
It actually looks overcast, but no sign of rain.
Okay, let's hope it stays that way. Good punting, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there, each way, race 3, number 8. What about you, Dean?
We've got this as the one for me, Andrew. Race 5, number 10.
I was telling you, I thought, geez, no, hang on, I haven't scribbled it down. Race 5, number 10. We've got this for Dean Lester. I know you weren't on form line, but have you done any interstate form?
I haven't had much of a look, Andrew, but all I can say is Strickhandy's going really well, looking at the trials of how she's been going. I think if you fancy her, I love the way she's been trialling. Speediness trialled well at Caulfield. He's ticking over well, just trying to go through the Victorian runners.
Did they both trial against each other, didn't
they? Yeah,
they did. Yeah. And then Strickhandy had another trial after that.
Right.
So
he's playing it down, Kieran. I'm hoping that we can grab him on Tab Talk.
Tab Talk.
I've got him there. We've just got to hope that he's not on a plane. But he's sort of been on the record saying, oh, we're 80, 85% fit.
He's a half-empty man.
He is.
Glass half empty.
Yeah.
He's a very
still might have the class.
Wait till you see her in the mounting yard today at the Gold Coast. She has just developed unbelievably. She's a magnificent.
Did she have
now.
A problem doing?
I think she just didn't come up in the spring. No, right. Well, she was in work in the spring.
Yeah.
And she had three trials and she went very plain, to be honest, and whether it wasn't a long enough break, and so they just put her out again and started from scratch. And
he's that sort of trainer, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah, time seems to be no issue, so they were more than that. But she didn't have, I just think she was out of form in the spring, and they didn't race her. So she's back in form at the moment, judging by her trials.
She does pay the price going to wait for age, though, when you consider, you know, the first three horses in the Stratty last year all race here.
And, oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and she was a 3-year-old filly. She did start favouring in the Strat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, good luck today, Dean. We'll hear you over the weekend. Punters Postmortem will be there on Monday morning at 9 o'clock as well.
Looking forward to it, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there. Glenn, you'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through the afternoon, Foxtel Channel 521, and of course a part of that as well here on Sky Sports Radio.
And Tab Talk at 10 o'clock, Andrew.
Oh, yes, of course. I was writing you off. That's all right.
No, I know you try and take over every single show you're on, Andrew, but there have to be some people that just try and just to get you to come back off the bit.
Well, I was so used to doing it by myself last Saturday. In fact, we had exceptional ratings last Saturday. But you're going to be joining us at 10 with Tab Talk. We're hoping to have a chat with John Thompson and Kieran Maher. We've just got to hope they're not on planes. And we'll get the latest from Randwick as well. Plenty of stuff. Paul Joyce will join us as well for his tips today at Randwick. We'll see you in half an hour, mate.
Can't wait to be back.
Glenn Munsey with Tab Talk in half an hour here on Sky Sports Radio. Let's take a break and then we'll look at this monster program at the Gold Coast.
On the anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli, Sky Sports Radio is proud to honour the memory of those who served our country with this Anzac story.
Immediately on landing on the Gallipoli Peninsula at dawn on April 25, 1915, our Anzacs met with fierce resistance. Instead of the flat beach they expected, they found they had been landed at an incorrect position and faced steep cliffs and constant barrages of enemy fire and shelling. Around 20,000 soldiers landed on the beach over the ensuing 2 days. They faced a large, well-organised, well-armed Turkish force determined to defend their country, led by Mustafa Kemal, who later became Ataturk, the leader of modern Turkey. Fighting on Gallipoli soon settled into a stalemate. The Anzacs and the Turks dug in, literally, digging kilometres of trenches and pinning each other's forces down with sniper fire and shelling. Thousands of Australian and New Zealand men died in the hours and days that followed the landing at that beach. The surviving diggers, as the Australians called themselves, hung on, waiting for reinforcements. The stalemate ended with the evacuation of the Anzacs on the 20th of December 1915. By then, 8,141 had been killed or died of wounds, and more than 18,000 had been wounded.
Keep listening to Sky Sports Radio for more Anzac stories.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Good morning. We are accident and breakdown free. Delays around the international terminal at Mascot have eased for Mar Street. The motorways and freeways all moving well, but in the CBD, major road closures for the Anzac Day march, including parts of George, Pitt, Liverpool and Elizabeth Street. Special event clearways in place. Leave the car at home. Take public transport. Get into Big W today for great deals, like all women's and men's apparel. Buy one, get one half price. Conditions apply. Hurry, it ends Sunday. Visit your Big W store today. I'm Leighton Archer. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
And they're off and racing.
Tab Rewards has you covered for the 2015 Hawkesbury Standalone Meeting.
Head to Hawkesbury Race Club for the Standalone Meeting on May 2nd and flash your Tab Rewards card at the gate to get free entry.
Plus, the first 100 members to arrive will score a $15 food voucher. And that's not all.
If you swipe your Tab Rewards card at the gate before 1 p.m, you'll receive 4,000 points.
Pick up a card from your local Tab or visit tabrewards.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Somebody told me. Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Time is 9:30 and we're previewing now the Gold Coast. What a day of racing here, and Bernadette Cooper is going to be a part of it. Morning to you, Bernie.
Morning, Andrew. Nice to be joining you on a glorious sunny autumn day here in the Gold Coast. Well, I'm nearly at the Gold Coast, so it's going to be a great day weather-wise.
Yeah, and look, some classy horses. I know I saw watching the other night on Formline. There's plenty for our punters to get stuck into.
Oh, it's a super way to open the carnival. You know, our first weight for age race, but the support card, normally we don't have the Victory Stakes or the Guns Din or a couple of others on this day, but yeah, pushing them together, I think, makes for a better meeting.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so we've got a good four with fine weather. Penetrometer earlier was 4.7. The rail's in the true for the first time in about 4 weeks. Let's look at them, mate. The first race over the 1,800 metres, there's no scratchings.
Yeah, look, I'm on the three here, Get Up Strop. You know, when you start following a horse as a two-year-old, and which I did with this guy, and he showed a lot of promise last preparation and Rob Heathcote specifically put him away at the right time to bring him back for this year's carnival. And I know on the bigger scale of things, he is Rob's sort of hopeful Derby horse at this stage. So I'm a big fan because he's just one of those sleepy horses that just switches off in a race. No matter what the speed, and when Damien Brown shakes him up, he says, okay, it's business time. So I'm sticking with him. I thought six was a good chance. Ullman, obviously, Peter Mooney's got three runners in this. They all look well placed. Inauguration, I put him for third, and for fourth, I thought Brewery could be, you know, just see how this track plays early on. But Brewery got up on the speed and led the other day. And if it's on speed, if it's on speed, as he's right there. So 3, 6, 4, 8.
3, 6, 4, and 8 in race one. Race two here is the Gold Coast bracelet for the three-year-old fillies. The scratchings 11 and 16.
Yeah, well, you've got the unbeaten. She is what she hears. We just don't know how far or she's going to be able to go this preparation. Obviously, a big ask, isn't it, to win four in a row at any stage, but particularly off the start. So, look, she's not going to get it easy today, is she? She's going to have to go forward. She's going to have to use her up, and it's a fine line between getting across and using too much, isn't it, fatigue. And so I thought Colin Lill, who ran second to her last time out and was pretty unlucky. She boxed in a third defence and Luke Tarrant tried to push out the top of the straight and he just got punted back into the rail and had to wait for an inside run. Actually, no, then he peeled to the outside when the run did eventuate. But either way, he was beaten half a length. I thought the margin was a little unfair. And 10 points between these two horses in the market, one at fours, one at 14s. I thought she represented pretty good value, Colin Lill. So I went that way. For second, I've gotten the two. She is what she is. She's classy. Bohemian Lily has to be included second up from the spill and 10 Imperial last. Or fourth from the Moody stables. So 3, 2, 12, 10.
3, 2, 12, and 10 in race number two. Race three here is the Chairman's. This over the 2,200 metres. The scratchings are 9 and 10. We got a really good push from the Chris Wallace stable via Liam Pryor this morning with Index Linked. Back in grade and back on top of the ground. Really good push this morning.
Yeah, well, he certainly does want a firm track, doesn't he? He's won 9 races. They've all been on good tracks. So definitely he's a contender. Obviously, Tremec and Sir John Hawkwood went round together on that bog track the other day. Moody has this canny knack of just producing these horses here for the winter with a bit of Queensland spun on their back. And they've been here a couple of weeks, I believe. So I've settled on Sir John Hawkwood, even though Tremec beat him the other day. I thought it was just... The track really played, you know, to horses on the speed there at Randwick on that day, and Sir John Hawkwood probably had to give Tremec 4 or 5 lengths top of the straight. So Tremec had that advantage on him, and it paid off in the end. But certainly Sir John Hawkwood closed that margin. I think if he stays a little bit closer to him today, he'll be in this race. So I went 4 to beat 3. The top weight Index Link looks well placed, doesn't he, from barrier 1 and 8 Perplexity for 4, 3, 1, 8.
And that market with tab.com.au has Index Linked at $3.60, Tremec at 5, Sir John Hawkwood at $3.10, High Sun at $7.50. They're the main ones in race number 3. Race 4, as we get stuck into these good races, the Silk Stocking, there's no scratchings. The market here is Stony and Princess at $6.50, along with Diamond Fun number 3. Number 6, how do you pronounce this one, Bernie?
Espiritu,
$5. Yep. Number 8, I've Got the Looks. It's been $2.70 into $2.50 and holds 75% of the money that's been invested. So that tells us how much money's on there. And that's about it. I've Got the Looks here, $2.50 favourite.
Yeah, well, she's one of the best backed horses here today, so obviously she has to command a lot of respect. She draws a good gait, 54.5 kilos. She's got great first-up record. She went around in some really classy races last preparation. But again, my heart says I've got to give Espiritu a crack at this stage. She's been sort of coming through those lower-grade races, and she looks smart, but we just really don't know, you know, haven't got to the bottom of it yet today, but I know one thing for sure. She's going to get a lovely race where there's going to be nice enough speed on, because she is better if she doesn't lead. She can rip, tear and bust if she gets there a bit too quick. But Ty Anglin, you know, he's afforded a great gate here, and he's going to have the perfect opportunity to just settle box seat or, you know, third or fourth. So I'm going to stick with her at around the $5 mark. Definitely the 8 for second. I've Got the Looks. I thought 5. Endless Shadow, just because she loves the track. We saw her win that quality race at Magic Millions Day. And then the top weight, Estonian Princess, it's probably too short for her. But if they happen to let rip here, which occasionally they do in these sorts of races, well, she's going to be getting home, isn't she? So 6, 8, 5, 1.
685 and 1 in the Silk Stocking. Race 5, the Prime Minister's Cup. We've got no scratchings. Ninth Legion at $4.40. The Peak at $3.60. Jet Set Lad at 15. Final Crescendo at 9. Gundy Sun at 6. Neo at $8.50. Grayson Square at 12. Joe Parr at 10. And that is it for the ones in the market. The Cummings horse, the Peak, but Barton James, the favourite here, at $3.60.
I'd probably be surprised if one of them doesn't win it. Ninth Legion, I think, should love this sort of race. He's coming back from his run on the bog track there in the Doncaster where he's just, you know, he doesn't like a wet track and they just let him pull up, basically. So, He rises some 8 kilos in weight, which is always a worry, but he's a big, strong horse. And I think when he's on top of the ground, he's a completely different chap. So I don't see, to be honest, huge beat in this race. So the barrier, I think he's going to, you know, I think he's going to get across reasonably easy. He's led his last four, one of them, I think, might have sat second in the Chipping Norton. But, he's got great gate speed, and Team Hawks wouldn't have had to do a lot with him, would they, since the Doncaster? Just let him have a bit of Queensland sun, a few swims, and Bob's your uncle. So for me, it's the class galloper. I'm going to see you on top. I've got 5 in for second, Final Crescendo. I think he's smart, this horse. I think he maps beautifully here today. I think you're seeing a pair of two closer than what he did in his last two starts. Anyway, definitely last start was probably a bit short for him. G-Boss to ride. 2 for third, the Peak. He loves Queensland. He's got a few miles under his belt the last few months, but he does seem to love it up here. And the 8, Grayson Square. We saw this horse win 3 races last prep. We think he's above average. So 1.528.
Race 6 is the Kenny Russell Memorial Classic, dominated by one horse here, number 12, Regatta Rebel. It's now $2 with the scratchings this morning. The other ones in the market, Blueberry Hill and Look to the Stars at 8, Denpur at 6, but that's about it. Gaze, 2-year-old Regatta Rebel at $2.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to put the blinkers on here and just look at her, really. I think you could have got as much as 270 yesterday. So another one that's been really well supported, and particularly with the scratchings of Stampa and, well, mostly that one, really, but Wicked and 10 out there also. So, just eyes for her. Obviously, she's had one start. She ran third in the kindergarten behind Furnaces, and we all know what a great run Furnaces did in the slipper. So it's great form, isn't it? And I'm told absolutely working the house down here in Brisbane. A 9 for second, which is Madotti. This filly ran a terrific race in the Magic Million. She ran fourth. V-Dun's always had a big opinion of her. She could produce here. The 10, Blueberry Hill, and then I went 13, Denpoor for fourth. 12 are special to beat 9, 10 and 13.
To race number 7, which is the Group 2 Victory Stakes, the race added to this day. We've got in this race the scratchings of 8 and 10, Cape Kidnappers and Whittington. Temple of Boom at Tabbers at $5, River Lad at $8.50, Speediness at 10, Noi Dart number 6 is at $4.80, down to 11, Ball of Muscle $4.80, and 12, Shikandi, the favourite here, at $3.60. Bernie?
Plenty of speed with a horse like Rocket to Glory in it. And, of course, River Lad fresh. He's going to be up there. Shrikandi's fresh. Shrikandi was super impressive, wasn't she, last winter? And, you know, she's a big, strong mare. Got to love a woman that looks like a man. She does. she's got muscle on muscle and the biggest booty you'll ever see. And trials and jump outs have looked outstanding. So obviously, the fact that she's had a year off, that is a bit of dampener on things. But if she didn't have any major issues, I just wanted to give her a bit of time. And she's had 4 jump out slash trials leading into this. So I think from 1, Deep Brown to ride, I think I can't get away from her. Oh, was she $4, is she?
She's favourite at $3.60.
$3.60 now, okay. Yeah, well, that's still not a bad price, isn't it? So I'm going to stick with her. I thought 11, Ball of Muscle, I know. Up in grade, first crack at weight for age here today, but I don't know, give me benchmark horses from Joey Pride to say, well, have strike rates like this one's gotten, I'm willing to have a crack at them first go weight for age. 2 River Lad, super war horse, isn't he, on the comeback trail, and 3 Speediness for 4, 12, 11, 2 and 3.
Race number 8 is the Sky Thoroughbred Central, Homondale Stakes. In this race, the scratchings are 6, and then the bottom 3, 16, 17 and 18. We've got Fortella at $10, Moriarty at 9, Hawkspur at 8, we've got Hooked at 7, Rudy at $13, A Silent Achiever, $5.50, along with Arabian Gold and Labaz at $7.50. They'll be shouting for Rudy. If it wins, the Turf Club's going to open the public bar and let everyone enjoy themselves.
Does that mean you can have a glass of Moe?
Well, good luck with that. You can have a beer. Go and have a beer.
Probably have a Pure Blonde or a Forest.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Which way are you going?
Labaz. I'm so thrilled he's got a run. Yeah, I thought he's, you know, he sells when he gets up to this sort of journey, doesn't he? He sort of was battling away in the mile races there, but I think now that he's up to 1,800 and, of course, beyond, we saw him come here and run in the Doomben Cup last year. He ran second as a three-year-old. It was an absolute awesome run behind Streamer, I think. So I took notice of him the other day quite considerably at Randwick when he raced in the JRA Plate. And obviously, he was beaten by Diamond Fund. You know, she had 4.5 or 5 kilos less than him on that occasion. So that's what told in the finish. But I think here today, he looks really well placed. For second, I put in the 5, which is Hawkesbury. I think it's a nice sense of timing as far as, you know, getting back into a nice bit of form, you know, having a nice run in the Selwood the other day, sort of back last or near last, around the whole field. I think he's got a good gait today and he's got maps probably a bit closer. 13 for third, Silent Achiever, just so she's a superstar. We love her. And 8 Hooks should be well placed and map nicely into this race. 15, 5, 13, and 8.
And the last race, 9, you can take out 6, 10, 14, and 20. The favourite in the race, it's a wide-open sort of market, is Traveston Girl, number 12, at $4.20. You've got the New Zealand visitor from Tony Pike's stable, Hooker Eagle, number 8, at $6, along with 3 Nostradamus. And up the top, Time for War is at $5.50. So not much between the top 4 in the market.
No, this race you could have probably 8 or 9 horses could win it, and you go, oh, I'm not that surprised, you know. So it's a terrific race. Plenty of speed in it. I think it's really going to be set up for something just in behind them. So I'm going to have a go at Bojet here today. It's about 3-1 today. But whether he's up to this class, we won't know till this race is over. But I do know that what he's been doing, he's been doing on rawness. Like, he just looks like a gazelle when he's racing along there. So it tells me that hopefully when he really learns to race and learns to lower that head a bit and get down, he's going to be a smart horse. Well, today he gets his chance to prove it. So I put him on top with the Oliver on board. I thought the 3 Notre Dame back on a firm track will be much better suited here today with Hugh Bohm in the top weight. Time for War, just in case they don't go as mad as I think they're going to go. But he's a bit hard going, this horse, so he might get run down. And 12, Traveston Girl, obviously a great Melbourne campaign last time out. And she's got good fresh form there also. So 5, 3, 1 and 12.
And what's your best bet? Have you got one?
Yeah, I made Gay Waterhouse's horse.
Regatta Rebel, yep.
Regatta Rebel and my horse in the first race. So I'm pretty keen on him, Get Up Strop.
Get Up Strop. So race 1, number 3 and race 6, number 12 for Bernadette Cooper. We'll see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central through the afternoon. Thanks, Bernie.
Thanks, Andrew. See you.
Beautiful weather at the Gold Coast. The track at the moment is a good 4. In a moment, we'll look at Gosford.
This is Sky Sports Radio. The spirit of Anzac shines brightly on the 100th anniversary of Australia's landing at Gallipoli. We remember all who served Australia and gave their lives in all wars and conflicts. Lest we forget.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Garlow's pies are the best pies in Australia. They're my favourite pie. An all-Australian-owned and family-operated business, Garlow's Pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef. Mum, Friday night, why not Garlow's Junior Sausage Roll 12 packs? Great for the kids. Garlow's Pies, available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, ask for Garlow's by name. At Garlow's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Speed.
There's never been an opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punter Show and one to follow. The all-new ProBet Alive is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With ProBet Alive, you get professional sets for both Sydney and Melbourne, staking plans, plus the unique ability to interact with the sharpest racing minds in the country while the races are in play of a Saturday. Maximize your chance for profit at an unbelievable introductory offer of just $69. Go to probetter.com.au now. That's probetter.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Now let's look at our two major provincial programs, Gosford and Bathurst. Firstly, at Gosford, Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning, Andrew. Heavy eight, of course. They've done well to get to that after... 250-odd mils of rain. I don't know. I heard Steve Scollard on me this morning, and I think they're pretty doubtful they'll get an upgrade, but no. A heavy eight's good enough, mate, after what we had through the week.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hurl into it here, mate. The first at 12.21 over the mile. Scratchings of 4 and 7.
First off, Andy, just all the best to all the diggers. Hope you're back a winner.
Yep.
Hope we can find your winner today. Righto. Yeah. I thought, well, it looks a better today, mate. How do you say number five, Andy? I come up with Charcha Poyas.
Charcha Poyas, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Ran second in the Fernal the other day on a heavy eight. You'd think it was the better the day of the day. It'll be nice and short. He scratched the stable, mate, who was the main danger, number four, Alice here. So I've got to go with it. Buck had to ride it. Five, Charcha Poyas, a special to beat number six. Cracklin Rosie, she ran third at Newcastle just recently, about 5 weeks back. Couldn't wear the leader down, but the run was okay. Number one, Devil Hawk, down in class, and number three, the other one. 5, 6, 1, and 3, but it'll be very short.
Race number two is again over the mile. The scratchings here are 2, 3, and 7.
Chris Waller holds the key here, mate. Number five, Hilarious Honour. It's... was pretty good odds in the early betting to what I thought it'd be. It got just over a length at Newcastle the other day. Now, they took it back in the race, and it was back running last 7 or 8 lengths off the leader. And Mitch Bell was looking for a run in the straight, and no fault of his, he just couldn't get one. Got badly held up around about the 200-metre mark. When it got clear, in around about 150, gee, it hit the line good, and it should have just about won, I reckon. Five, Hilarious Honour, Lester Grace will ride today. Number eight, the stablemate, Chris Waller's got him. Zodiac Blues, it ran third first up at Newcastle. Very unlucky, probably should have won that race. Got beat half a length there at the last meeting. It'll be hard to beat as well. So Chris holds the key. 5 to beat 8, 4 and 9, mate.
Race number three is a sprint race over the 1,000. Scratching here, number seven.
Best bet of the day, number four, Alpen Rose. Owned these days by the Australian Bloodstock, Chris Lee's trains. Andrew Gibbons to ride. It's only had one run since they bought it off Stewie Ramsey. And it ran into a pretty good one at Wyong, Nipper Time, who should win in the city. Michael Costa's got it, and it ran them off their legs. But it was a soft seven, and this mare tried her heart out. She got beat 1.8. She's always shown a bit of promise, and she loves this type of going. So I made her the bet of the day, number four, Alpen Rose. Number five, Express Point, first up. Troll, good at Warwick Farm on a soft. Trainer Gary Portelli. Couple of placings at Hawkesbury and Gosford last time in. One Sleek Eagle, owned by Sue McNair and Cole Keane. And Andrew Cole, I'm sure, owns that Eagle horse trained in New Zealand that's in the Guineas today in the last race.
Hooker Eagle.
Yeah.
Goes pretty good.
Yeah. Good too. This run a fair race the other day, very green. It'll go better with racing, number one. And two, Halberd. 4, 5, 1, and 2, mate.
4, 5, 1, and 2. Keen on the 4. To race number 4, again over the 1,000. Take out number 5.
He's a promising 3-year-old. This horse of Paul Perry's number 4, Crement, by his Golden Slipper winner, Stratum. He hasn't raced for all. It's 11 months. He ran third in a soft 7 to recent trial at Newcastle. He had a trial way back in December before that. So Paul obviously thinks the one trial he's got him fit. He won on debut at Newcastle on a heavy eight over 12 months back. Then he ran a bottle of a race at Canterbury, just got beat about a head down there, and then got beat two at Warwick Farm before he went for that long spell. But he is very smart. I think he can win. Three host win Pegasus. All it knows to do, Andrew, is hit the ground and run. Gary Moore trains. It bolted in here the other day in a much weaker field, but it's still a good chance here. Number seven, I give it a each-way hope in the race. That is Natural Selection, owned by Ron Duffy and his brother Rod and a few others. One first up for Rod Northam at Wyong the other day. And number one, Marshall's got very, very good speed. 4, 3, 7, and 1.
Kept that one quiet this morning. Did the Duff, no
yeah,
mention
he
there.
Yeah, the other day when it won. Too.
Yeah, very quiet. Race 5, the Singos Wholesale. You can take out number 7.
He's a nice horse, Ice Bucket, trained by Gary Moore. Gary took him to the Gold Coast for his first run there before Christmas, 22nd of November. He started favourite. He was wide with no cover early in the race. Then Thomas Huey went up to ride him, and he took him forward, and he sat third, you know, outside, second or third outside the leader, and he won easy. Came back a month later to Wire and got me just over a length by Majaska. He led in the straight and was run down. Went to the paddock. He's first up today. I think he'd be very hard to beat, Ice Bucket. 5, Moss Star. Well, he's by Mossman, as you know. They just love the wet. He's got good wet track form. He broke through to win at Scone the other day. Went okay. Number 4, Connect Express. She won at Tamworth courtesy of a terrific ride by Andrew Gibbons from a wide alley. Sat a one out and one back. Gibbo's riding her again today. She loves a heavy track. And number 1, Elso Adamus. 2, 5, 4, 1.
2, 5, 4, and 1 to race 6 over the 1200, a full field of 10.
If he handles the wet track, he's a good thing. Number 1, Eccleston, trained by Joe Pride. He's by Darcy Brahma, this 4-year-old. He's had 2 runs. He got beat 3/4 to Bow Dragon here at Gosford on a good 3 back in November. Green as grass. Then he went to Wyong and run 2nd there, beaten 3.5 by Kaepernick, one of Hawks's, who went terrific that day. He led this fella, then went to the paddock. It's first up today, Andrew, but has had 2 trial wins recently at Warwick Farm. So Joe's got him fit enough, but he's got no wet track form. He's only had the 2 runs, both on good, but if he handles it, he'll win. Number 2, Kapolikan. It's got a hope, a couple of seconds at Kembla lately. Got a chance in a race like this. It's been placed on a heavy. Number 5, Barney Rubble. Not far off a win. Whether it can win a race today is probably, well, he won't beat the top weight if the top weight handles are going. And number 6, Braided. 1, 2, 5, 6.
1, 2, 5, and 6 there. The second last is race 7. Scratchings are 6 and 10.
This was the Paul Perry's went really good the other day, number 4, Archibald. Well, his last 2 runs have been good. He ran 2nd at Scone, beating a length to Mercurian. Morangi ran 3rd. That was a good quality class too. 3 weeks later, he come to Gosford here on April 14, and he got beaten about 1 3/4 by Ramesses, one of Kevin Moses. Kangaroo run 2nd. Now, he was slowly away. Settled back midfield. He's probably 6 or 7 off the lead. Saved ground on the fence. Held up on the home turn. But made good ground when he got clear. He's 20-1 that day. Won't be 20-1 today. And he has won. His only win, Andrew, has been on a heavy track. Number 8, Bolivian Dash. Gee, it's going well for Johnny McNair. Won well at Scone and then ran a real good 30 the other day. Now, the look, number 7, is the stablemate to the one I tipped Archibald from the Perry stable. Showed a glimpse of her best with a fast finishing 2nd here the other day. She's close to a win on that run. She could even be favourite here. And number 2, Pinball Lass, drops in class. 4, 8, 7, and 2.
4, 8, 7, and 2 there. And the last of 8 races at Gosford, the scratching number 5.
Now, Spinning Gold at 60. Damien Lane, a big fella from Wyong. He's going to claim 3 with Roy McCabe. Roy's based at Wyong. Now, the other day on a heavy 10, Andrew, he beat him out of sight. I know it was Tara, you're looking at a country track, but he won by nearly 5.5 lengths. And Roy rode him that day. He annihilated that field. And he's going to love a heavy 8 here. I know it's a better race, but he's got 60 kilos. He's top weight, so, you know, he's a class horse of the race. I'm going to go with him on that heavy track run. Bandit Bay's going really good on a soft track. Just got beat at Mudgee the other day by Top Mask, but the run it's going before that was all right. 3 Passaro. I think this distance will suit him. He's one of Perry's. Got good soft track form. And number 6, the other one, in Chantilly Flyer. 1, 2, 3, and 6, mate. In fact, I made number 1 a good thing.
Okay, and you have got a couple of good things today there.
Yeah, mate. Race 3, number 4, Alpen Rose. Race 8, number 1, Spinning Gold. I can't promise you that Eccleston, race 6, number 1, will handle wet because he's never been on it. But Joe Pride's too good a trainer to put him down on a heavy track if he don't think he'll handle it.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be in the yard. That'll be key stuff today with that track and how it's going. So be listening for Gary Pride at Wheat Race.
Yeah, mate. They get, I think it's about their biggest crowd today of the year. Anzac Day and New Year's Eve's about their biggest. They get about 5,000 there, Andrew. So it's always a great atmosphere.
Okay. Good luck today, Gary.
Thanks, mate.
Gary Harley previewing Gosford today, and he'll be in the yard, as I say, for each race. So about 5 or 6 minutes prior to each race today, as will be Ron Duffacy looking at the races at Randwick. Cole Hodges is calling today's program at Bathurst. His full selections in the first, it's 1 to beat 2, 5, and 7. Race 2, it's 1 to beat 5, 3, and 7. The third, it's 11 to beat 7, 4, and 8. Race 4, 8 to beat 3, 5, and 6. Race 5, 1 to beat 3, 2, and 4. The Soldier Saddle, race 6, 1 to beat 5, 2, and 4. And race 7, 3 to beat 8, 6, and 2. They're the tips from Cole. Cole, good morning to you. What's your best there today?
Oh, okay, Andrew. Well, they're racing on a very heavy track today, so things could go all right there. But, I think that the number one locked the doors, Nick Olive's horse, will be too good for them in the first, the two-year-old. You know, it's going to be a heavy track, but I think it'll be too good for these. Number one locked the doors. And the Soldier Saddle, horse that Paul Theobald, one of his clients, bought it for $1,000. All sixes. It's got $75,000 prize money. So far, I'll add another a bit more to it today. I think after wins the Soldier Saddle, goes well at Bathurst. Last start winner here. And, the owner actually bought it at the hack. But Paul said, let's put it into training, and he's won quite a few races. So I'll make it number one, lock the doors in race one, and in race six, the Soldier Saddle number one, all sixes.
All right, heavy 10, but at least the weather's fine there. Cole, we'll hear you right through the afternoon. Good calling, mate.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Cole Hodges there. We'll take a break and then it'll be Tab Talk.
This is Sky Sports Radio. The spirit of Anzac shines brightly on the 100th anniversary of Australia's landing at Gallipoli. We remember all who served Australia and gave their lives in all wars and conflicts. Lest we forget.
See Australia's latest equine superstar, Criterion, take on Hong Kong's best in their own backyard in Sunday's Audemars Piguet QE2 Cup. The French and Japanese are contenders, as is British marvel Red Cadeau. Hong Kong champs Designs on Rome and Military Attack will be determined to hold on to their Group 1 crowns. Seal the drama of the Cup during Sky Racing Network's live coverage from Sha Tin from 3 p.m. this Sunday. And get on at your local Tab or tab.com.au.
A massive jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $50,000 first four jackpot on the last race at Royal Randwick. That's right, a $50,000 first four jackpot. The last race is race 8 at 5 o'clock. Plus, tonight, there's a $30,000 quaddie pool at Wentworth Park. First leg is race 5 at 8:45. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local Tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Hi punters, James Cummings here. Homeofracing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
You'll hear all about the carnival stars. Reports from respected journalist Craig Young. Autumn carnival updates, breeding news, and Asian racing makes the website a must.
For this carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
Homeofracing.com.au.
There's never been an opportunity
opportunity like this before. An initiative from the Punters Show and one to follow. The all-new Pro Better Live is your chance to become an educated investor and in turn a winning punter. With Pro Better Live, you get the full assessments for both Sydney and Melbourne, the staking plans, plus vital updates from the track through the afternoon, and that live chat room providing you the unique ability to talk to some of the sharpest minds in the country while the races are being played out this afternoon. The special opening offer with ProBetter Live is $69. Go to their webpage, ProBetter Live. In fact, it's probetter.com.au. That's ProBetter, BETTA.com.au.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
Starter has the button, stalls are back and racing.
Fields bent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set.
You're up. With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Yes, at 2:02, good morning to Glenn Munsey again from tab.com.au.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. How have you been the last 20 minutes?
Yeah, very well indeed. Looking forward to this racing day, Anzac Day, out at Randwick. And let's go straight there and have a chat with the track manager, Nivesh Ramdani. Morning again, Nivesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, Glenn. Good
morning, Nivesh.
Well, Glenn and Nivesh, to you particularly, clear skies. What's happening with that dew? Is that gone now?
Yeah, look, there's still a little bit left over, but, you know, by and large, it's drying out nicely. It's nice and warm out there. You know, walking out earlier when the sun was out, there's definitely an increase in the temperature. So it's all looking good at this point in time for the dew to dry out and hopefully an improving track as we get into the afternoon.
Nivesh, you didn't run the rope over the track like you did a couple of weeks ago just to take that dew off the top of the surface?
No, we didn't do that today, Glenn, and the reason why we do that during the carnival times particularly is because of the early start. The rope just dusts the dew off it, and you know, that gets the dew off before the first race. But being a 12:40 start, you know, we thought it just better off, it dries naturally.
Okay, so we've got a heavy track as it stands. Mike Fraser was sort of thinking with the dew gone, we might get an upgrade. How do you see it, Nivesh?
Yeah, look, underfoot, definitely, as Ray and Mike said earlier, it definitely feels quite firm underfoot. Part of the reason it's a heavy eight is because areas where the horses galloped this morning over previous damage, it sort of got into it in those areas. But that's only really a couple of metres off the rail. If they sort of get off that, it's pretty good. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised if after this morning that we've had,